Okay, I want to talk about the use of the e-collar when it comes to home guardian, home protection training. It's really a good tool. Even if you read the old Kohler method about poison proofing and food proofing, bribery proofing your dog, he wires up the food even before they had electric collars. So what we're going to do with this is you don't have to use an e-collar. You can use your choker collar, but I find this to be a great tool for this. So what are we going to do? As we look at all of the data, people come through doors and windows, and those are the two places, the door more than anything else. Garage doors, you know, if you have an attached garage, that's a big one that they come through. The next thing is like basement windows and things like that. But then even after they get into the basement, right, they're usually coming up, usually in the kitchen in a lot of houses, you know, you have a staircase coming up from the basement. So we're dealing with doors and windows is what we're dealing with. And mostly, according to all the statistics, we're dealing with doors. So what a bad guy is going to do, he's going to try to bribe your dog. Right, with toys, balls, and food. So we have to get our dogs ready for this. So the thing to do is, you know, again, in a chair would be good. To put a chair inside of your house, and you're going to have your bad guy stick his hand through the door. And what I would start out doing, this will help your guy not get bit too, because it's best not to have the muzzle on while you're doing this. So what I would do is have the guy stick his hand through the door or through the window or whatever the case may be, and then throw the food into the house or throw the ball into the house. And when that dog starts to go for it, you give him an IQ adjustment with the e-collar. And again, I don't care what people say, and you can do whatever you want. I'd turn it up really good. You know what I'm saying? it goes up high for a reason. You know, this isn't politically correct YouTube and snowflake land. Turn that e-collar up and give them an IQ boost so that they remember this, right? So, again, have the guy kind of coax the dog, stick their hand through the door, and toss that hot dog or that piece of steak or whatever the case may be, have them toss it onto the floor, have them toss that ball, and if that dog goes for it, you give them an adjustment. If they don't go for it, even fantastic, and praise them, right, as they're continuing to bark and growl and threat display towards that door or the window or whatever the case may be. It shouldn't take too long to get the dog to pay attention and to focus, and you know, do this repetitively over a course of time. The same thing if you're training your guard dog, right? What you want to have the guy do is throw some meat over the fence, right? And when that dog takes his attention off of the dude and even you know, remotely starts to go for whatever it is was tossed, zap their ass, man. And then when they refocus, again, praise. Good boy, good girl. That's the way to do it. Watch that man, right? That's your thing. Watch him or whatever your word is. This stuff isn't rocket science. It's not very complicated. So again, you know, doors and windows are what we're dealing with here. And we want to poison proof. A lot of times if it's a guard dog, they'll throw something over the fence that's got poison in it. And, you know, if your dog likes a ball and all that stuff, whatever their favorite toy is, you have them go for it. Now, a lot of our training prior helps with this, right? We tell our dog to sit and to stay. And then we have, you know, people throw distractions and all that kind of stuff to see if we can get them to break towards whatever it is. And again, we give them a strong correction. So a lot of the stuff has been preparatory work, getting ready for this. But this is the essence of home protection. It's not about having a guy in the house. It's about keeping him out of the house. Something's probably gone wrong if the bad guy has made it into the house. We see so many scenarios on YouTube where the dog is biting the sleeve of some intruder that is already in the house. And in our method, this is a failure. If the guy's already in the house, something has gone wrong. And so we're trying to keep him on the other side of the door, on the other side of that window. And this is how we do it. If the bad guy cannot distract that dog with either food or toys, they're not going to be coming in. pretty plain and simple. And again, the same thing with the guard dog. You know, throw that ball over the fence or whatever the favorite toy is of your dog, and the high stakes food as well. And this is a great tool. The e-collar is fantastic for this. And so don't hesitate to use it, and do not hesitate to turn it up, because you want this to be etched in your dog's mind. And little gentle snowflake commands ain't going to get you where you need to be. This is the real world. Again, it's not politically correct YouTube. So turn her up. I call it the IQ adjuster. For some reason, the dog all of a sudden knows a whole bunch of foreign languages. All of a sudden, they understand real clearly when you use the e-collar properly. And by properly, I don't mean on the lowest setting. This is, you know, we're taking the Kohler philosophy here, that a one good strong correction is worth a thousand little light little no. That's not what we're looking for here. So don't be afraid to turn it up and give them a good whack. And you know, if you've already, and you should, before you start doing this home training, make sure you do your agitation outside, right? Sitting in the chair, telling them the word, right? Maybe even do some car stuff, right? And then finish up, polish up once your dog already knows what's going on with your home stuff. You guys got any questions? Leave them down below, and good luck to you.